Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 23rd, 2025, through Friday, June 27th, 2025. Monday, June 23rd, 2025. Defendants charged for running over $3.1 million check fraud scheme targeting U.S. Treasury, others. Pitsha Yunga Kafuku, Benny Muzago Kawara, and Hughes Simo Fotu were charged by indictment with counts of bank fraud conspiracy, bank fraud, theft of government funds, passing fraudulent U.S. Treasury checks, possession of stolen mail, and money laundering. As alleged in the indictment, the defendants conspired together and with others to defraud U.S. banks by depositing counterfeit, stolen, and otherwise fraudulently obtained checks, including U.S. Treasury checks. Court documents further allege that the defendants would quickly transfer any successful deposits to different accounts or overseas, including by sending thousands of dollars to business entities in China and Singapore. As alleged, between January 2022 and February 2025, these efforts yielded over $3.1 million in fraud proceeds. Documents filed with the court also state that some of the checks were stolen from intercepted letters and items of mail sent from the United States to business entities and individuals in Africa. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, June 24, 2025. Father and son sentenced for role in international market manipulation scheme related to New Jersey Deli. Peter Coker Sr. and Peter Coker Jr. were sentenced on May 13, 2025, for their roles in orchestrating a large-scale market manipulation scheme related to two publicly traded companies. According to documents filed in this case and statements made in court, from 2014 through September 2022, Peter Coker Sr., Peter Coker Jr., and James Patton conspired to enrich themselves through a scheme to manipulate securities prices via a pattern of coordinated training, which injected inaccurate information into the marketplace, creating false impressions of supply and demand for these securities. As part of the securities fraud scheme, the defendants targeted two publicly traded companies, Hometown International Inc. and E-Waste Corp., which both traded on the OTC Link Alternative Trading System, also known as the OTC Marketplace. The OTC Marketplace is an alternative trading system that contains three tiers of markets, which are largely based on the quantity and quality of the listed companies, information, and disclosures. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, June 25, 2025. Longtime fugitive extradited to the United States to face charges for orchestrating mail fraud scheme defrauding elderly and vulnerable victims of over $10 million. George Ingenbleek, a German citizen, was extradited from Italy and arrested for orchestrating a massive mail fraud scheme targeting elderly and otherwise vulnerable victims with false and fraudulent psychic solicitations. Ingenbleek was apprehended in Bolzano, Italy in 2024, and returned to the United States via Newark International Airport to face an indictment charging him with two counts of mail fraud. According to the indictment and statements made in court, from at least 2011 through 2016, Ingenbleek created numerous direct mail solicitations supposedly from world-renowned psychics, falsely and fraudulently claiming that the recipients were being contacted because they had been the subject of specific visions by the psychics, including visions that the recipients were going to receive large sums of money and good fortune. Many of the letters falsely promised that the psychic services being offered were free of charge. In fact, the letters were mass-produced using software and information provided by Ingenbleek to a direct mail marketing service company, which Ingenbleek retained to print and mail the solicitations. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent, unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, June 26, 2025. Bowling Green, Kentucky man sentenced to federal prison in order to pay $1.5 million in restitution for tax evasion and defrauding employer. Kenneth Ray Moore was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release, for 3 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, and 4 counts of tax evasion. According to court documents, between October 2009 and May 2020, Moore committed wire fraud by engaging in a scheme to embezzle $1,145,800 from his employer. Moore, who formerly held the position of Vice President of Finance, caused his employer to issue checks to KBM Solutions, a shell company that he created to receive embezzled funds. Moore laundered money by transferring the embezzled funds to his personal financial accounts. Moore also failed to file personal income tax returns between 2013 and 2020 and owed over $300,000 in unpaid taxes, penalties, and interest. Moore was ordered to pay $1,158,194.80 in restitution for the embezzlement scheme and $342,155.84 in restitution for tax evasion, for a total of $1,500,350.64 in restitution. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, June 27, 2025. FBI Philadelphia recognizes World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Each year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation recognizes World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 15th. Education and outreach are vital in bringing awareness to these crimes, protecting against victimization, and reinforcing the importance of reporting. FBI Philadelphia community outreach and field office personnel frequently engage with community groups and partners to bring awareness to the scams impacting our community. Some ways to protect yourself and your loved ones include: recognize scam attempts and end all communication with the perpetrator. This includes the very simple step to hang up the phone. Resist the pressure to act quickly. Scammers create a sense of urgency to lure victims into immediate action, typically by instilling trust and inducing empathy or fear, or the promise of monetary gains, companionship, or employment opportunities. Be cautious of unsolicited phone calls, mailings, and door-to-door service offerings. Never give or send any personally identifiable information, money, jewelry, gift cards, checks, or wire information to unverified people or businesses. Make sure all computer antivirus and security software and malware protections are up to date. Use reputable antivirus software and firewalls. Be careful what you download. Never open an email attachment from someone you don't know, and be wary of email attachments forwarded to you. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.